When we recognize a truth from the Bible and we receive it unto ourselves and into our thinking and into our worldview, then that opens a way for another truth to come in. Listen to what happened to the disciples as they were talking to Jesus. It's found in Luke, the 9th chapter, in the 18th verse. And it came to pass, as Jesus was alone praying, his disciples were with him, and he asked them, saying, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answering said, "John the Baptist. But some say Elijah, and others say that one of the old prophets is risen again." And he said unto them, "But whom do you say that I am?" And Peter answering said, "The Christ of God." And he straightway charged them and commanded them to tell no man that thing, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders, and the chief priests, and the scribes, and be slain, and be raised the third day." You see, when Peter recognized one truth, and Jesus commended him for that in the other Gospels and said, "This truth is a rock upon which I will build my church," then, when Peter had taken that truth in, Jesus gave him another truth. And he said, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be crucified." The Son of Man is a title of the Messiah. And he told Peter, "Yes, I am the Messiah, but yes, you must believe this. Now that you believe that, you have to believe that the Messiah must die and suffer many things." Let's pray. Father in heaven, open the truth of your word up to me. As I receive one truth from your Bible, from your word, present another one to me. And so let my knowledge build and build and build. And may I come to a complete knowledge of your will for my life in doing this. And may my faith increase in what you have said, that each day, like today, I can walk with you. No matter what comes my way, I'm yours. Feed me from your word, Lord, one truth upon another truth upon another truth, and I will follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.